This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A former Mesa County Election Office staffer has been arrested on charges related to last year's security breach of the county's voting machines. CPR's Ben to Berkeley reports that Sandra Brown is the third arrest in the case.
Brown is accused of stealing an innocent man's identity and giving it to another election conspirator in order to sneak him into an election equipment upgrade. Brown also allegedly lied to the Secretary of State's office by claiming the election conspirator was working for the Mesa County Clerk's office and had received a required background check. But that man wasn't an employee, and he wasn't who he claimed to be. Data collected from the election machine's hard drives was later shared online by election conspiracy theorists. Brown was released on bond earlier this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and Deputy Belinda Nisley are both facing multiple felonies. The House is poised to pass the defense policy bill known as the NDAA. Congressman Jason Crowes says it will have a lot of positive impacts for Colorado, from pay raises for service members to support for the aerospace industry. The bill would also set up a Space National Guard.
We have about a third of the overall national space assets, the guard component, space assets in Colorado, so it's extremely important that we elevate those to an equal status with the other reserve components and also make sure we're keeping it within Colorado.
Colorado's members of Congress have also offered up several amendments to the NDAA, including a Bronze Star Award and a pair of public land bills. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.